to the book of Joel. Praise his name. The 14th chapter of the book of Joel. Praise his name. Joel, the 14th chapter. Begin reading at verse 14. If a man die, shall he live again all the days of my appointed time? Will I wait till my change come? And then I'd like for you to turn to chapter 16, book of Joel, and look at verse 2. I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are ye all. And then verse 20 of the 16th chapter of Joel. My friends scorn me, but my eye poureth out tears unto God. I want to talk to you from the theme, what it takes to bounce back. What it takes to bounce back. I want to say to those who are in Radio Land, celebrate next Sunday with us, the 26th at 10:15. It's our Men and Women's Day. We have a great preacher coming. And I want to say to Brother Ted Connor, who's listening on the radio, that we are praying for you and praying for you, Sister Nelaine. Once again, what it takes to bounce back. On last Sunday, I spoke to you from the theme, the courage to bounce back. Regardless, whatever you are going through, God can get you through. Is there anybody here in the house know what I'm talking about? That God can get you back on your feet. And I'm just wondering today if there's somebody needs to get back on your feet. The devil wants us to believe that God has abandoned us when the going gets tough. The devil doesn't want us to believe that we can bounce back and that we can experience new life and also greater opportunity and success. But we serve a great God who is able to give us the strength, the courage to bounce back instead of giving up. I want you to know that God, a man, will never abandon you. And I want you to know that God doesn't want you to stay down and to stay down forever. Matter of fact, your problems, struggles, hardships, and burdens do not have the last say. And I want somebody here today to walk like your problems don't have the last say. Don't walk around with your head hung down. Don't walk around like you are defeated. Don't walk around like God is dead. I come to tell you, God is alive. Don't walk around like you are a failure. Don't walk around like things for you are over. Because it's not over until God says so. Somebody will hear me today. And don't let anybody write your obituary. Can I get a witness? Somebody ought to just tell the devil right now that he's a lying wonder. Can I get a witness? Today I want to talk to you from the thing, what it takes to bounce back. There's no question you can bounce back, but you got to have the right stuff. Can I get a witness? You got to have the right ingredients. You got to have the right spirit. You got to have the right attitude. I want you to know what it takes to be a good soldier and to get back on your feet. The devil majors, and hear me if you will, the devil majors in discouragement, depression, and downness. Nobody can discourage you like the devil. Nobody can depress you like the devil. Nobody can get you down and out like the devil. Maybe there's somebody here this morning come to church and you're looking good on the outside, but on the inside, you feel discouraged. On the inside, you feel depressed. You feel down and out. We singing, we praising the Lord, but you're not with what we're doing right now. But I come to tell you, the devil is a liar. I say the devil is a liar. The devil knows how to wipe us out. The devil knows how to make you feel helpless. The devil knows how to beat us down. The devil knows how to make us feel hopeless. Can I get a witness? But I come to tell you, the devil is not your master. I say the devil's not your master. The devil is not your boss. God is your master. God is your boss. Oh, can I get a witness here? I like the old saints. They had what it took. Can I get a witness? They had what it took to make it in spite of their trials and tribulation. They had it hard. There are some of y'all here who know what I'm talking about. They had it hard, but they didn't give up. I want to say to our young people, don't look for the road to be easy. Don't look for your dreams to come true overnight. Don't look for your goal to come overnight. Nothing worthwhile is going to happen without a struggle. Somebody will talk to me today. You want that big house? You want that fine house? You want that nice car? Can I get a witness? You want that money in the bank? You're going to have some steadfastness in you. Can I get a witness? You can't let every wind that blow and every storm that rise shatters your hope and shatter your dream. You got to learn how to say, I'm going on in spite of everything. Oh, I know sometimes it doesn't look bright, but I come to tell you, don't give up. Can I get a witness? The old saints, they had what it took. They weren't weak. When I think about my mother, think about my father, think about my grandfather, these were soldiers. Can I get a witness? These were people who had obstacles in their way. These were people who came up the rough side of the mountain. They had to deal with all kinds of stuff. Not only did they have to deal with poverty, but they had to deal with prejudice and discrimination, but they didn't give up. Can I get a witness? They weren't easy to quit. They did what 2 Timothy 2:3 said. It said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And I want to come to tell you, if you're going to bounce back, you got to endure some stuff. You got to take something. Can I get a witness? There are people today losing their job because they won't take the different abuses that they got to go through. But I come to tell you, brothers and sisters, endure hardness as a good soldier. If there anyone here know that God will carry you through, anyone here know that God will take you through, anyone here know that God will pull you through? Anyone here know that God will see you through? You got to endure. Oh, I wish I had a witness. Some folks will never reach their dreams. Some folks will never be the doctor that they want to be, the school teacher that they want to be. Because when the going gets tough, can't get a witness, they're ready to quit. And I want to tell you, nobody's too good to go through. Can I get a witness? Don't think just because you look good, you're not going to go through. Don't think just because you're handsome, you're not going to go through. Don't think just because you are nice, you're not going to go through. Don't look for a handout. Can I get a witness? Only look for opportunity. Can I get a witness? Oh, I wish I had a witness. Yes, the old saints and warriors came up the rough side of the mountain, but they made it. Can I get a witness? They made it because they had what it took. Is there somebody here who asked God to help me? Can I get a witness? They had what it took to bounce back. Amen. You know, sometime when I look back and see how my mother and father raised me, I look back and say, thank you, Lord. Can I get a witness? Every time the road was dark and difficult, they didn't come running to your side. Can I get a witness? Because they wanted you to get tough. They wanted you to understand that if you're going to make it, you got to take some punches of the devil. Can I get a witness? You got to be able to endure people talking to you any kind of way, treating you any kind of way. Oh, amen, amen. Making you feel like you are nobody. But I come to tell you, nobody can define your destiny but God. Can I get a witness? Nobody holds your destiny in their hands but God. Somebody else say amen. So those of you who are going through, I want you to stop mumbling. I want you to stop whining and stop complaining. Can I get a witness? I want you to start seeing your blessing. Start seeing your future. Start seeing what God gonna do for you. Can I get a witness? Don't let the devil beat you down, because I come to tell you, he does not have the last saying. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about that. Because if the devil had the last saying, Paul Mumford wouldn't be in Riverside. Paul Mumford wouldn't be at New Joy. Paul Mumford wouldn't build New Joy Baptist Church. But because God said so, can I get a witness? Your future is in God's hands. Can I say this? We should never forget the historical heroes who paid the price for our freedom and paved the way for us to have a better future. Nat Turner, a bondsman, along with 60 white, led a slave insurrection, which led to an earnest debate in Virginia to abolish slavery. Sojourner Truth, a black abolitionist who was once a slave. Frederick Douglass escaped from Maryland and became a spokesman and an editor of an anti-slavery newspaper and a preeminent leader in the 19th century. Harriet Tubman escaped from slavery in Maryland and returned 19 times to keep several hundreds black slaves to flee from their bondage. Don't tell me what strength won't do. Can I get a witness? These were men and women who had what it took. Can I get a witness? To deal with adversity. They had a determination not to give up. I want to say to you today, our high school and college graduates, don't give up when the road gets rough. Don't give up if you don't get what you want right away. I come to tell you, if you persevere, you will succeed. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? As we turn our attention to our text, we see a vivid story of the ups and downs of Job's life. The story of Job gives us spiritual insight of what it takes to bounce back. I don't know about you, but I feel like a miracle is going to happen in this building. Can I get a witness? Believe somebody is about ready to get some bouncing back power. Can I get a witness? When you look at Job in his life, and you look at the good and the successful days of his life, you can say that Job knew how to handle success. Can I get a witness? The Bible let us know that Job didn't let wealth, success, and money come between him and God. Job gave God the glory and always put God first in his life. Somebody ought to hear me today, because you need to start putting God first. By Job being able to handle success, it helped him to handle the storms of life. Can I get a witness? When the Lord blesses you, don't walk around with your head up high. Can I get a witness? When the Lord blesses you, don't act like you got where you got and all by yourself. Somebody ought to thank him. That nice house that you live in, it was God that put you in that house. Can I get a witness? That nice car that you driving is God that put you in that car. You see, if you don't know how to thank him in the sunshine, you won't know how to thank him in the darkness. Can I get a witness? The Bible said Job understood. Is there anyone here understand where your blessings come from? Is there someone here this morning just want to give God a little thank you right now? Just want to give God a little praise right now. Thank him for the sun. Because you see, it doesn't have to be sunny in your life all the time. Can I get a witness? The Bible said that Job was a man of God. The Bible says that Job served God. And I want you to look at something, because this is something people need to understand. In the 16th chapter of the book of Job, the Bible said, Job said, my friends scorned me. Can I get a witness? You see, his friends didn't have a real understanding of suffering. You see, just because you're going through something doesn't mean that God is angry with you. Just because you're going through something doesn't mean it is because of sin. Can I get a witness? You see, sometimes we go through things so that God can show the world that you are a servant with or without. I think somebody ought to say, Lord, help me today. Can I get a witness here? And one thing I understand about Job, because these are things I want you to understand what it takes to bounce back. Number one, you got to learn how to focus, be fearless, and have faith. The Bible said that Job focused on God. You see, one thing I found out about the devil, he knows how to get your focus messed up. Can I get a witness? He knows how to get you looking at your problem more than the answer. You see, the Bible said Job didn't let his problem sidetrack him. Matter of fact, I believe if Job was here today, he was saying to you today, I know what you're going through. And I believe Job would say, keep your hands in God's hand. Can I get a witness? I believe Job would tell somebody, don't give up. I believe Job would say, keep your focus on God. Don't look at your problem, but look at the problem solver. Because you see, one thing the devil knows how to do, when your focus get mixed up, you begin to get confused. Can I get a witness? Even the devil will say, what's the need of going to church? You still got your problem. You still sick. You still don't have any money. You still don't have a job. All that going to church isn't doing a thing for you. But you see, Job spoke to the devil. And Job said, though God slay me, yet I'm going to trust him. And I come to tell you, you got to keep your focus together. Don't come to church just because you feel good. Come to church because God said so. Come to church when you feel good. Come to church when you don't feel good. Come to church when you're up on the mountain. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. And one thing God wants you to understand, your problem don't define where you're going. Your problem don't define your history. Your problem don't define your future. Stay focused. When your husband died, when your wife died, when your children get sick, stay focused. When you lose your job, stay focused. When you feel good, stay focused. Somebody ought to say focus, because the devil wants you to get confused. He wants you to get mixed up, because when you don't stay focused, he'll begin to talk to you. He'll begin to tell you. But the Bible said, my sheep knows my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I come to tell you, listen to God and he'll speak to you. Is there anybody here today know that God will lead you, that God will guide you, God will talk to you? Stay focus. Let him be the navigator. Let him be the pilot. Let him be the head of your life. Stay focused. Get wrapped up, tied up, entangled in Jesus. Get wrapped up. Let it be Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening. The one thing the devil can't stand is a Jesus man, is a Jesus woman. He can't stand too much of Jesus. Can I get a witness? I tell you what it takes to bounce back is to stay focused. Give me just a few more minutes, because I want to say this to you. Job was fearless. When you say fearless, he was fearless. I believe he heard David say, I will not fear no evil. Can I get a witness? When you're going through trials and tribulation, you can't go through them with fear. Can I get a witness? You can't walk in fear. You can't live in fear. You can't let your problem beat you down. Fear will give you sleepless nights. Fear will worry you to death. Fear will keep you upset. Fear will get you confused. Let me tell you, oh brothers and sisters, when you got fear in your life, the devil will try to threaten you. Can I get a witness? You see, when fear takes over, the devil begin to say, you ain't going to make it. Can I get a witness? Fear say, you're going to be destroyed. Fear say, you're going to be wiped out. Fear saying that God has forgotten to do. But I come to tell you what you need to do. Instead of having fear, you need to have faith. Can I get a witness? Somebody this morning, God want to move in your life. God want to turn your situation around. And I come to tell you, God can do it. God God wants to lift you higher than you ever been. God wants to take you to the place where you've never been before. God wants to move in your life. But I come to tell you, you got to stop speaking fear. Can I get a witness? Stop speaking doubt, but speak fear, faith. Because the Bible said, we walk by faith and not by sight. I come to tell somebody, it may be dark in your life, but faith said, the light is going to shine. Can I get a witness? The road may be long and dreary, but faith said, keep your hands in God's hand. Faith says, hold to God's unchanging hand. Can I get a witness? The devil wants you to feel that you're going to be destroyed. But faith says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Can I get a witness? Faith says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Faith said, though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Will somebody talk to me? Can I get a witness? I come to tell you, you better get ready to bounce back. Because faith said that weeping may endure for night, hey, but joy cometh in the morning. Faith said, God will take care of you. I come to tell you, he got the whole world in his hand. The God that I serve can speak to the wind and tell the wind, be still. God I serve can speak to the turbulent sea and tell the sea to be still. I come to tell you, God will speak to your troubles. Can I get a witness? God can make your enemies leave you alone. Faith said, if I walk with God, everything gonna be all right. Let me talk about it for a while. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? I don't know about you, but I see somebody being blessed. I see somebody being healed. I see somebody being delivered. I see somebody's situation been turned around. Just put it in the hands of the Lord. I come to tell you, God gonna see about you. I come to tell you, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. All right. All right. Because God is in charge. God is in control. I don't know about you, but I'm no ways tired. I come too far to turn around now. I come too far to give up now. I know God will make a way.
Look to God. Don't walk in fear. Don't walk in doubt. But walk in faith. Let me tell you, when folks start walking in doubt, they start conceding to the devil. They really saying to the devil, you won. You won. But I come to tell you today, don't concede anything to the devil. Because the devil is not your boss. Somebody here today ought to be able to say that God helped you. When death snatched your mother, snatched your father, your grandmother, your grandfather, some of y'all thought you would never make it. But you know what happened? Instead of fear kicking in, faith kicked in. Matter of fact, you're living on the grace and mercy of God. Had it not been for God on your side, I wish I had a praying church here. Tell me, where will I be? Had not God stepped in? Anybody here can say God did it? God did it? One thing the devil delights in, he delights in Christians being spiritually weak. Let me tell you something. The devil knows who's weak. Will you hear me? The devil knows who's weak. The devil knows who's serious, who not serious. He knows who's committed, who not committed. He knows who's praying, who prayed up, who's not prayed up. He knows people who not really in it right. And let me tell you, if you ain't in it right, when he strike, he got you. But that same devil, I'm going to throw something else here. Let's throw up somebody sleeping, I mean. But when he throw that same strike at a prayer warrior, somebody talk to me. When he throw that same strike at somebody been praying all day, when he throw that strike, somebody said, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can I get a witness? And he saw again. Say, in the name of Jesus. I command you. In the name of Jesus. Take your hands off me. Get back. In the name of Jesus. I command you. Step back. Let me tell you, God got the power. God got the power. Somebody said, I tried him. I tried him. And I know what he do, what he done for others. He will. He will. One of the things I want to ask God to do, give us some dancing lessons.
I'm serious. We need some dancing lessons. We got to learn how to dance, how to praise him, how to glorify him. We got to let the devil know. Hallelujah. God bless you. Bless you. Shake somebody's hand and say victory. Say victory. Belongs to you. Come on, give God a hand. Give God a hand. What it takes to bounce back. Don't let your downtime keep you down. Don't walk around here with your head hung down. Don't walk around here like you ain't gonna make it. Like everything gonna never be back again. My mother said, if you're poor and you don't have any money and you don't have a whole lot of clothes, just iron the dress that you got. Just iron the suit that you have. Just make it look like you got what you don't got. Don't let the devil think because you're poor, you got to look poor. You got to learn how to be sick and don't act sick. You got to learn how to be trouble and don't act trouble. You got to learn how to claim victory. I speak it now. I speak victory. I speak deliverance. I speak salvation. I speak healing. Thank God. Thank God. God bless you. The doors of the church are open. See?